Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter takes first base on ball four. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dyke. The throw from White and he is safe. Dyke steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McDermott. The throw from Moss and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hunter hits a line drive into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-1 in the game. Pillette hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Pillette reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pillette scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Kell reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Pillette covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Satchel Paige now pitching. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Hoot Evers. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Hal White now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Hal White. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDermott for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal juggles the ball. That's an error on Cal. Groth moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to third for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Dyke moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Neil Berry pinch runs for Bob Elliott. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Dyke scores. Berry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda pinch runs for Les Moss. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Berry scores. Lenhart moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing third base. Clint Courtney now catching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Billy Consolo pinch runs for George Kell. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Tom Umflett. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.